When did they stop calling it an opera house and start calling it just a regular?
Well, they tore that dam later, and then they put in three picture shows, movie theaters, they call them. They had two regular ones. And they're working on one of them now, tearing it up, the Ritz Theater. And there are two others up there now. Then they started those. They had silent pictures for a while. Then the story would go on the screen and the picture, and then story and the picture.
And in the old days, I think they tended to call a place, what would they call it, a clinic or a place where you go to see the doctor?
They still call it clinic. But before we leave picture shows in Memphis, they used to have acting between the scenes. And what was that called? Let me see. Vaudeville.
Vaudeville.
They had that. They were good too, about as good as the pictures, but they had that in Memphis. And I used to go to the Vaudeville a lot. And Orpheum, the Orpheum, O-R-P-H-E-U-M, the Orpheum had that wonderful Vaudeville show.
And the difference between a clinic and another?
They still call them the clinics where the doctors have these offices. They still call them clinics. It goes to the clinic, and then when they send you a form to fill out, they put clinic down there back.
And if you have to carry something very heavy, say from the train all the way up the hill here, you'd say, whew, it was so heavy I could hardly what?
Hardly carry it, I was just saying. No, they say hardly carry it.
Is it pack it or tote it? Or?
Well, some people say tote it, but I don't think I ever said tote.
Lugged it.
There's a difference in tote and fetch. You know the difference in fetch?
No.
You know the difference in fetch?
That's interesting. In fact, carry, lug, tote, fetch, those are things that...
There's another word in fetch. Some things slipped me a noun that they never did. Fetch it, you tell them to, you go get it and bring it here. Fetch that for me, you go get it, bring it here.
And then,
and tote it, bring me so-and-so, he's over there, and he brings it to you. But if you say, fetch it, and he's here, he's got to go get it, bring it to you. That's what fetch carries with.
That's an interesting distinction.
There's another one too, but I can't think of the other word. It'll pop in my mind after you're gone.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll come in just a minute here. Talking about your father's store, if he sold something for less than he paid for it, just to
he had a loss.
And if somebody came in, on the other hand, and saw something and thought that he had marked it up too high, she might say, oh, I can't buy that at what?
Out of reach. Out of my reach, someone said.
At the end of the month, he would calculate...
your debits and your credits.
And then he'd say, now, your bill is what?